Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show is about a problem worldwide, but I'm going to start a little closer to home and you'll see why, but I'm going to give you the broad picture of what's going on. Many of our regular listeners know that I have created beautiful perennial flower gardens on my property. You will find color for three seasons. Because I live in the Northeast and with the cold winters, I'm a difficult time trying to grow some perennial flowers outdoors. But I do have things going on indoors. Well, I'm going to let you know that I depend on butterflies and bees for pollination and beauty. This year, there is an abundance of monarch butterflies. I have planted milkweed as a source of food for their larval stages. I don't know. And it just excites me because we're getting closer to monarch migration. They have not started yet. But just to see the numbers up this year, really, hey, just sort of, I mean it as an environmental scientist, it touches my heart. The swallowtail butterflies are found throughout my gardens this year, but not in great numbers. Little interested in why, but I think as the show goes on, you might see why. My favorite flower, and I've mentioned this before, is purple coneflower or echinacea. This is the same echinacea you can buy in a health food store. The Native Americans many years ago figured this out, that the root of the plant was used, they use it to defend against the common cold. I grow purple coneflower for its beauty, but I also buy my echinacea from my local health store. During the months of July, August, and September, my coneflower is buzzing with activity. You get that pun, buzzing? Except this year, there is an alarming lack of bees. Usually, like this is, and I call it like the bumblebee highway. You walk out because one of the gardens happens to be out my front door. I mean, I have many gardens around, but that garden, plenty of purple coneflower. You walk out there and there are bumbles everywhere. I mean, we have many other types of bees that visit, but you can actually, and I'm not exaggerating, this year you can actually go out and count the number of bees out there because there are so few. Usually it is just, and people that are concerned about bees, and well, a couple things. First one is they could care less about you unless you happen to be a flower. And not just because my name is Joey B, and for all you new listeners out there, if you don't know it, Joey B is highly allergic to bees. But I also know that I can go out my front door and walk past all of these bees, and again, all over my property because they have all these flower gardens all over, and not even worry about them because that is their concern. But if you wanted to find out about how I became highly allergic to bees, you need to listen to the show. Don't look now, but there's bees up my shirt. But not until you listen to this show before you go over to that one, because you need to understand why there's such an enormous problem. We have been dealing with colony collapse disorder of beehives for a decade. But why is there such a sudden decline in bees? When you look at the average homeowner and witness what they are spraying or spreading on their lawns to create the perfect lawn, or applying to their vegetable gardens and flowers to kill off harmful insects. I'm going to give you a big old word now, and I'll say it nice and slow by syllables so you understand it. It is neonicotinoids. Well, this is a chemical commonly used in types of broad spectrum insecticides. I get all, see, that's like, I got the big word and I couldn't say insecticides. The problem is that this chemical is transported through the vascular system, including the pollen and the nectar. So it's going throughout the entire plant. When bees visit the plant, they are not only exposed to the chemical, but are bringing some of it back to the hive via the pollen, and the nectar. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Neonic otinoids are used in farming practices as well. Think about this. Over 100 countries in the world allow these chemicals to be sprayed. So why? And I've done some research with them, and I can give you a little hint. The USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture in our country, allows these harmful, cancerous chemicals to be used. With so many homes and most of our farms spraying cancerous materials, it is not a coincidence that our bees are dying off. And just a simple note, if you happen to be a farmer or a landscaper, because they are primarily applying so many of these chemicals, and they are not protecting themselves. I mean, I have actually seen, you know, I'll drive down a street somewhere in USA and see a landscaper in shorts, no gloves, no ventilation system, you know, dust masks, etc., but higher ventilations at all, and just simply handling the chemicals, spraying the chemicals. And as I drive through farmland in America, I see the same thing going on. Farmers applying the chemicals with no means of protecting themselves. So for you as well, think about the protection that you must take, because these are harmful, cancerous chemicals. So what are some of the solutions? You see, as an environmental scientist, I am always trying to educate the public so we can live in harmony with nature. First, let's go back to your lawn, creating a monoculture of grass. This is one type of grass growing. And when you're spraying all this chemical, and by the way, it's not just one type of chemical, but various types of chemicals. But when you're spraying all of this, having one type of grass is not good, because if disease sets in, your grass, your whole lawn will not survive. With the help of my good friend, organic gardener, Inspector Dave, we have filmed many shows for Joey B TV. That's JoeyBee.tv. And Inspector Dave has come into the studio, and we've recorded a number of shows here on Joey B Outdoor Science and Nature. And we've discussed proper organic lawn care. Not difficult to do at all. So I'm going to let you know that it is easier, less expensive, and safe for you, your children, and pets. And many of you know that I coach Gabby's basketball team. And this was recent. We had summer practices just to get out and, you know, knock the kinks out a little bit. And one of the players showed up, and she was having an allergic reaction all over her body. And her dad happened to be there, also one of the coaches. And I said to her, "What's going on?" And I, you know, just playing the doctor, scientist guy. And I just said, "Okay, so," and started to ask her. And one of the things she said to me just before practice, she and another teammate near their home, there was this little hill, and they were rolling down the hill and rolling down the hill. Again, to me, that's funny, except that I'm the type of guy that gets dizzy really easy. The rolling down the hill would not be fun for me, but for just the average person, I'm sure lots of fun. And then I said to her, but she would, I sort of figured in my mind she wouldn't know, I said, "Is that sprayed by chemical? Because if it is, that's what was all over her body and causing the allergic reaction." So I just share with you that we need to be careful. So it's not just for us, but it's for our children and then our pets. And just so you know, that if your pet is walking around or rolling in something like that and coming back in the house and you're petting them, you now have that chemical on you. So just something to think about. The same is true for vegetable gardens and flower beds. Remember, if you are spraying any kind of chemical on your fruits and vegetables, in turn, you are consuming these chemicals as well. Some of the companies, and they say, just wash them before you eat, except I've already discussed to you about how the chemicals are transported throughout the plant and into the vegetables. Going organic in the garden, again, is easy, inexpensive, and safe. And yes, Inspector Dave and I have filmed shows, many shows on the organic garden, because his, let me tell you, his garden is spectacular. His yield is greater than any yield of any garden I have ever seen before. And it is definitely as a result of all of his organic practices. So you can watch some of those shows on Joey B TV or listen to some of the shows here on Joey B Outdoor Science and Nature, but not now, because you need to finish this show, because bees are so important. Well, organic farming is growing at a rate. We have a need for natural distribution of fruits and vegetables. See, I sometimes just get so excited about what I'm talking about. Let me think about this. Well, you see, we don't have enough people purchasing organics yet, and that's why there is not this natural, I'll get the words right, I swear, I promise, national distribution of organic, because the USDA, hey, they allow, and this is the easy way out, they allow harmful chemicals to be used, and think about this, and I'm not exaggerating, by the millions of pounds each year on farmers. You see, farmers, it's the easy way out, and many of them have not been educated as to the side of organics, which for them also is easier, less expensive, and safe too, number one. And you go, well, why wouldn't they just simply, because it's sort of what's just been handed down from generation to generation as the chemicals have become more available. Generation says, oh, this is all you do. Yeah, you have this insect on your property. Just spray this. You have this. Just use this herbicide. All these harmful, and I just call them sides because they're all insecticides, pesticides, germicides, fungicides, like all these. So they're being sprayed, but they're ending up, and I kid you not, inside of you. So why don't you just simply do this? Homeowners and farmers, why not change the amount of cancerous materials by just simply stopping them? And I will actually cover a show, because don't you think that so much of this is ending up in our waterways? So there will be another show later on down the road and discussing where these chemicals are emptying into, and are we ingesting them via the water system as well? So I will get there. But the best way to ensure organic farming practices is to either grow your own or go to your local organic farmer. Hey, and there's a number of them out there, and purchase their crops. And the next time you're in the grocery store, buy organic. Does it cost more? Some of it does. By the way, some of the things, like you look at organic carrots and versus, you know, like I love baby carrots because I call them poppables. You pop them in your mouth. We grow our own carrots, but when they're not ripe, you're going to go out and buy them, and they don't cost any more. So I just say to you, some things are going to cost a few cents more here and there, but are you worth it? And the answer is a resounding yes. And whether you are a gardener and you grow your bounty in your vegetable gardens or container growing, because, hey, there are many people that listen to me that are apartment dwellers, and you can grow a vast amount of fruit and vegetables inside containers. So I'm going to say, either way, simply grow them organically. I assure you that your harvest will be greater. Bees pollinate a vast majority of flowers worldwide. There is a negative impact on the world as we can continue to spray these chemicals. Can one person make a difference? That answer is also yes. Make a change in what you buy or grow today. Make your voice be heard in the next election. And make our world a better place to live. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.